And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this Thursday, Friday Eve, and I hope you're doing well. Currently 38 degrees outside, and it is 8:10. And joining us in studio from the Natural Food Center right here in Coffeyville, we have Jeannie Haynes. And good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
It's good to see you here again today, always here on the first and third Thursday of each month. And today you're going to be talking about seasonal allergies, which I know quite a bit about that. I was talking about off there where it's starting to get that time of year where I'm sneezing all over the place. I'm like the sneezing dragon from that Bugs Bunny cartoon that just, you know, I don't know if you remember that one, but he keeps sneezing. He shoots fire out of his nose when he sneezes.
Every time.
That's basically me at that point. All right. So again, today, though, we are talking about seasonal allergies.
Well, then it sounds like you need to listen closely so you have some options on how to help with that issue.
Definitely.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about some natural ways to defeat seasonal allergies. So what causes seasonal allergies? Airborne agents known as pathogens or allergens, such as pollen, grass, mold, cedar, ragweed, or even some chemicals are breathed in. Once they enter our bodies, these allergens start to wreak havoc. The immune system mistakenly sees the pollen as a danger and releases antibodies that attack the allergens and release a chemical called histamine into our nose, eyes, and lungs. Histamine is intended to attack harmful agents and remove them from the body. One of the main things that histamine does is cause inflammation. The good news is there are many natural remedies you can try to control your allergy symptoms. First up, cleanse your nose. Sounds odd, huh? Pollens adhere to our mucous membranes. Try cleansing your nasal passages with a neti pot, a sinus irrigator, or a saline spray. I got this awesome one at the store that's called Clear, and it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. But its secret is patented natural saline spray containing xylitol, which is also a sweetener. An ingredient which cleanses and moisturizes. Where normal saline sprays can dry out the nasal passage, actually leaving it more irritated and susceptible to external contaminants.
Oh, I tell you what, I used to use saline spray. I haven't used one in a while, but like you said, it causes cracking. Well, with my nose, everything up there seems to be so thin that I eventually started getting like nosebleeds.
Bleeds, yes.
Where it would just, and it would come out of nowhere. It wouldn't like just start drip, drip. Yeah. And it's just like, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
It takes a while for it to stop.
Yeah, that's where this Clear one comes in really nice. But with the addition of xylitol, that Clear nasal spray moisturizes and soothes your sinus and nasal passages. And it also has some cleansing benefits. It almost acts like soap for your nose. The industry-leading formula alleviates congestion and also prevents bacteria and other pollutants from sticking to nasal tissue. Another way you can defeat those seasonal allergies is manage stress. Interesting, huh? Stress hormones wreak havoc in the body, especially in the immune system, making seasonal allergies even worse. Consider methods of stress management, such as meditation, taking time out for self-care, and avoid overcommitting your schedule. I need to apply that one.
I do, too.
Another way is to try acupuncture. You may think that's weird, but, you know, what acupuncture actually does is we have these rivers of energy that flow in our body. And when those are clogged, it creates all kinds of problems. So acupuncture opens those rivers, or they're called meridians, up and keeps everything flowing. But when allergies are treated with acupuncture, underlying imbalances within the body are addressed. A treatment plan is developed to relieve the acute symptoms of allergies while also treating the root problem that are contributing to the body's reaction to allergens. You can also explore some herbal remedies. One herb is butterbur. It comes from a European shrub and has shown potential for relieving seasonal allergy symptoms, acting similar to antihistamines. Another good one is quercetin. It's a nutrient found in onions, apples, black tea, and some other veggies that research has shown to block the release of histamines. But allergy sufferers will most likely need to use supplements to build up enough of the quercetin to prevent the attacks. The recommended dosage is about 1,000 milligrams a day, taken between meals, and it's best to start treatment 6 weeks before the allergy season. But note, if you have any liver problems, you don't want to take the quercetin. Another one up is bromelain. It's an enzyme complex extracted from the stem and fruit of the pineapple. Its modulation of the inflammatory response is thought to exert a beneficial effect in combating hypersensitive immune reactions. Bromelain is also found to enhance the absorption of quercetin. Another one is stingy nettle. That's another antihistamine. So it's a natural option. Stingy nettle behaves in much the same way as many of the drugs sold to treat allergies, but without the unwanted side effects of dry mouth and drowsiness. Nettle actually inhibits the body's ability to produce histamine. It's a common weed in many parts of the United States, but the most practical medical form is freeze-dried extract from the leaves, sold in capsules. Studies have shown that taking about 300 milligrams daily will offer relief for most people. The effects may only last a few hours, but hey, a few hours of relief is better than none.
Absolutely, especially if you're just really having those sneezing attacks. I mean, it'll help out quite a bit working fine. Just go, oh, thank goodness.
Another herb you can try is turmeric, known as a common spice used in India, Indian, Thai, and other ethnic cuisines. Turmeric actually has an endless list of health benefits. Turmeric's powerful active compound is curcumin, which can significantly reduce and inhibit allergic responses. Another one up, you could try apple cider vinegar. It's purported to boost the immune system, help break up mucus, support lymphatic drainage. Experts recommend mixing 1 to 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with a glass of water and lemon juice 3 times a day to relieve allergy symptoms. And another one probably most people don't think about is visit your chiropractor. By releasing stress on the nervous system, chiropractic care permits the immune system to function more effectively, something all allergy sufferers need. A nervous system without stress functions very efficiently. You can detox your body. Often allergens are worsened by toxins within the body. The liver is a great mediator of inflammation in the body. When it's working overtime, metabolizing our stress, medications, alcohol, processed foods, allergies can flare up. Detox your body by eliminating fried foods, sugar, alcohol, and other toxins from your diet. And try liver-supportive foods and herbs such as milk thistle, turmeric, artichoke, lemons, and nuts. Another option? Take some probiotics. Allergies are the result of an imbalance in the immune system that causes the body to react too strongly to stimuli. And as you probably know by now, your gut plays a huge role in your immune system health. In fact, nearly 80% of your immune system is located in your gut. It's the place in your body that interacts with the outside world more than any other. Taking in nutrients from food and keeping out bacteria, pathogens, undigested food. Many studies link the presence of beneficial bacteria in the gut with reduced incidence of allergies. Probiotics can stimulate production of immune-enhancing substances, hinder growth of pathogenic, and boost the immune system. And last up, you can try some essential oils. Adding essential oils to a bath, shower, massage oil, or an oil diffuser, can help reduce allergy symptoms. Like peppermint, there's basil, eucalyptus, tea tree. They've all been linked to fight inflammation and boost the immune system. Lavender is a popular essential oil because of its many benefits, and it may help soothe your symptoms during allergy season thanks to its ability to calm and reduce inflammation. One study concluded that lavender oil prevents allergic inflammation as well as the enlargement of mucus cells. Lemon is also a good one. Lemon essential oil can help break up mucus and relieve congestion. It's perfect for those days when your stuffy nose gets the best of you. And it's also an uplifting oil. It inspires you to be happy and lively. It's ideal for respiratory support and makes an excellent travel buddy to keep on hand when you're surrounded by travelers and want to keep your immune system strong. Rosemary is another good oil. It can decrease your body's response to allergens. It's known for its beneficial effect on respiratory support, and it has anti-inflammatory properties that can help your body clear away mucus and open up the airways. Its infection-reducing talents support your body's overall health and immune system. Essential oils for allergies will help to detoxify the body and fight infections, bacteria, parasites, microorganisms, and helpful toxins. Most important, probably, hydrate. Keep your body hydrated. When the respiratory and digestive system are dehydrated, the immune system will cause a rebound effect, leading to nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and or coughing. Try to drink 4 ounces of water every 30 minutes. And remember, too, that caffeine, alcohol, dairy, and gluten can also cause additional mucus in the body. So maybe you need to drink more water, Kyle.
Well, this right here, that's what this is. Okay. I always get those 44 ounces of water over there because, again, that's a lot of water. So, and plus sodas and stuff like that, they do dry you out as well. Yeah. They do not hydrate you. Yeah, they taste great for a few minutes, but with all the sugar in it, it causes the exact opposite. It doesn't hydrate you. It actually does the opposite.
Yeah, and most of them have so much caffeine that just, you know.
That doesn't do you any good.
That feeds that congestion.
Yeah. So, great stuff going on over there. Like saying, you do have the saline spray over there.
Yes.
It's that moisturizes, too. It doesn't do drying out effect. Like I said, it did the spray and I guess it just dried everything up there where it cracked and allowed blood to start dripping through, which you're sitting there like, you're like, and this was at my old job, you're just sitting there and you don't think anything of it. All of a sudden it just starts dripping on the paper you're working on. And you're like, no! And then you have to like grab the tissue real quick because it doesn't stop for a while. It's unlike like a scratch or something like that. It scabs over pretty easy. It doesn't do that in your nose very quickly.
Well, you know, and if you have a really dry environment lacking much humidity, mm-hmm. that causes problems with your nasal passages and nosebleeds.
Yeah,
and
that
stuff
place
like
that place so. was an office environment, but man, you could tell it was like really dry in there. They didn't have any moisturizers or anything going on in there. All right, well, Jeannie, if people are wanting to head on over and check out, maybe if they need some saline spray or some other things, where are you located at?
I'm over at 414 West 8th Street, which is the corner of Spruce and 8th. And you can come in, and I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to noon. So you can check out my Facebook page, see what articles and new goodies I post, and give me a call at 620-251-4451. And you can also visit my website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. So if there's, like I said, I keep reminding everybody, if there's something you want to hear me talk about while I'm here at the station, then just give me a call. Let me know. Come in, say hi.
And
all those goodies.
And she also has the chocolate still.
Yes,
so
yes.
Come get the chocolate.
Yes, yeah.
It's absolutely delicious. All right. Well, Jeannie, again, we appreciate you coming in. We love seeing you here the first and third Thursday of each month. So we'll see you again here on March 18th. And we hope you have a good rest of your day.
You as well.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio. We'll have Denise Shork and Peggy Steele. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.